Unit 15. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Part 3. Listen, think, say, and write. This is a very strange thing. Happened only yesterday. In the morning, Mrs. Green got up very early. She opened the door and saw a very short man who was in white walking on the street. A large dog was following him. Suddenly... Part 7. Listen, read, and retell. Sarah goes to Dreamland.
Sweet dreams,
said Sarah's mum at bedtime one night.
I don't know why Mum always says that to me and where dreams come from,
thought Sarah sleepily. She was still thinking when her magic bed whispered, Left, right, hold on tight, we're off to Dreamland tonight. The bed rose up slowly and moved round in the house and then out of the window. Sarah held her teddy bear tightly. Where were they going this time? The magic bed had taken her to so many exciting places. And this time they landed on an island. Here we are, said the bed. Dream Island. The bed took Sarah to meet a strange man who was doing something on a strange-looking box.
What is that?
Asked Sarah.
It's a dream box, said the strange man. What kind of dream would you like?
Sarah looked at the strange box and thought for a second, then said sleepily,
May I have a sweet dream?
Good choice, said the strange man,
and then he whispered something to the box. Soon the box made a loud noise, and Sarah found herself in a beautiful garden. But it was a garden full of sweets. Sarah couldn't believe her eyes. She ran from tree to tree, picking sweets and chocolate bars. Suddenly, the strange man stood in front of Sarah, with the strange box in his arms.
Now, tell me what your second wish is.
Sarah was so happy that she wanted to eat an ice cream. Before she knew it, they were in Ice Cream Land. There were so many colourful ice creams on the trees. Sarah was so excited that she quickly picked an ice cream and put it in her mouth. Oh, it tasted so sweet that she tried three at one time. Looking at a happy Sarah, the strange man let Sarah have her third wish. Sarah thought for a long time, and in the end she said,
Can you take me to the toyland? I want to get some beautiful toys.
Before she had finished her sentence, Sarah had arrived in Toyland. In front of her there were so many toys. Soft ones or hard ones. Seeing so many toys, Sarah began to play. She spotted a bicycle and rode on it. Sarah wanted to stay longer, but she heard a voice calling, Left, right, hold on tight, home again before morning light. It was Sarah's bed that was ready to take her home. So Sarah quickly picked up a new teddy bear. Early next morning, Mum said,
"Did you sleep well, Sarah?"
Sarah told her mum about Dreamland.
"You must have been dreaming,"
said Mum. But when Sarah rubbed the sleep from her sleepy eyes, she saw something her mum hadn't noticed. There, at the corner of the bed, was the new teddy bear. And at the foot of the bed was a big bar of chocolate.
Read aloud.
Went. Won a game. Taught. Played games. Bought. Told. Have read. Have washed. Have had. Have done. Have written. Have seen. Have painted. Have visited. Going to visit. Buy books. Make phone calls. Take pictures. Wear a t-shirt. Meet some friends. Play the piano. Have a football match. Watch TV. Help Mum cook. Go to the park.